Welcome to Classical Conversations. My name is Haley Taylor, and I'm very excited to bring this conversation to you today as I'm chatting with Shay Koo and Isatha Kanamason. We only have a few minutes with them, but I think it's important to mention just a few of their achievements before we get started with the conversation. This is a brother and sister duo, Shay Koo, the winner of the 2016 BBC Young Musician Competition, the very first black musician to take this title, and he became a household name in 2018. After performing at the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Isatha is the recipient of the 2021 Leonard Bernstein Award, a 2020 Opus Classic Award for Best Young Artist, and along with Shay Koo as a member of the Kanamason family, the 2021 Best Classical Artist at the Global Awards. Shay Koo and Isatha, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about their first duo album, Muse, which is a selection for piano that's performed by Isatha and cello performed by Shay Koo. Music composed by Barber and Rachmaninoff. But first, I want to talk about how this all got started, which I believe it all began with Isatha, the eldest of the family, but also the first to really be interested in classical music and to pursue it as a performer.
Yeah, well, we all grew up with music constantly playing around the house. And so we were in an environment where there was lots of music happening. And so it felt like a very natural thing for me to start playing. And my brothers, Shay Koo, and our other brother followed very soon afterwards. And so, yeah, we all just naturally gravitated towards instruments and towards music.
And there's seven children all together, all classical music performers. I'm sure growing up, there probably was a healthy sense of competition between all the members of the family of figuring out who's going to play what and who's signing up for what competition. Tell me a little bit about that and what it was like in the household.
I think it's a cool environment to grow up in because it meant that you always had people around you doing similar or the same thing, and you could learn from. We learned a lot from each other and encouraged each other a lot as well. And so, yeah, it was a nice environment to be around, and also because we then had the opportunity and the chance to play together and do a lot of chamber music growing up as siblings. And so that was a nice luxury to have in a way.
Speaking of being in the household, I know over the course of this year and a half, everyone has experienced lockdown, but especially you as a family, I'm sure it even brought you closer together. And I know this lockdown was one of the contributing factors in the creation of this new album, as you found this shared familiar space with each other to play together while you were stuck at home.
Yeah, we were definitely lucky in the lockdown to have each other to play with. I think it was a luxury at that time to be able to play chamber music and to play with other musicians. And so we were really grateful for that. We were all at home, meaning all of my siblings and us two, as well, and a friend as well. So the house was full of music, and it was an enjoyable time. Well, I mean, of course, we were very sad to not have concerts in the diary to sort of be preparing for, but because we had each other and we did little concerts for each other, and we give each other feedback and things like that, and that was a really useful time. And for this recording, I think it sort of came out of the fact that we didn't have the opportunity to perform, but we had this wonderful repertoire, this Rachmaninoff and Barber Sonata that we'd sort of just started discovering and wanted to continue to discover more. And so planning this recording meant that we had something concrete to really prepare for and explore this music for. And we did lots of sort of like informal performances of this repertoire, but the recording was something that, meant that we had a structure and a direction and a possibility to also share what we felt about this music with an audience through recording.
And in being stuck at home, I think everyone over this past year and a half has had their own check-ins of mental health, making sure that they're doing all right mentally and physically. And for you guys as performers, what are kind of the check-ins that you do, whether mentally or physically, in regards to making sure you're set to go on tour, making sure you're set to perform as very young performers in the classical music field?
Yeah, I think it's difficult. I think the feeling of playing in a practice room is always very, very different to performing. And there's a sort of in-shape feeling that you have when you're performing regularly. And so it's harder to prepare for a concert if you're not performing as regularly. And I like to do some informal performances of repertoire before I perform it on a big concert. So I feel I guess, like, in shape, and that's something that you can't necessarily replicate in a practice room, I don't think. And so, yeah, I think that's been a challenge for a lot of people coming now back to performing. Of course, we're really excited to do it, but yeah, it takes a bit of time to get back into shape, as it were. So yeah, and I think it's also difficult with the uncertainty of planning ahead. It's, you don't necessarily have the comfort of knowing that I'm going to be performing this repertoire at this time, you know, this far in the future. Or it has been, I think it's a little bit more certain now, but yeah, it has been difficult to practice and not necessarily know exactly when and where you're going to be performing.
Now, to talk more about this album, we've got Music of Barber, Music of Rachmaninoff. Can you tell me a little bit about the album, why you chose these artists, and a little bit about the track listing? We have the Cello Sonata of Barber from 1930 and the Cello Sonata from Rachmaninoff, but a lot of music in between. How did you figure out what pieces you wanted on the album and how they were going to end up there?
We chose these pieces because, I mean, we've loved the Rachmaninoff Sonata for years, and so that's a piece that we always wanted to play together. And the Barber Sonata was a piece we discovered more recently, but we were really enjoying it and loving it as well. And so we had them together in a concert programme anyway, and it seemed to work very well, and audiences really enjoyed the combination of the two pieces. And so it felt like a good idea to record them, especially with our concerts being cancelled and not having any more opportunities to perform them. We thought this would be a great way to still share the music with people and still kind of get the pieces down and kind of immortalise how we were playing them at that time. I think that we wanted to have something that could complement the sonatas, but that would be completely different. And I think the songs shows both of the composers in a different light, particularly the Barber songs, because they're not often performed and they're very different to the sonata, much more simple in a way, but harmonically incredibly beautiful. And I think we just wanted to portray Barber in a different light and kind of show a different side to both of the composers. And I think also the cello is such a vocal instrument that it works really well to kind of have the songs played on the cello.
And I'm sure performing is on the to-do list as well with the release of this album, and hopefully with things slowly getting back to normal, I'm sure you're ready to get out and be able to perform again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think we're both very excited to be sort of slowly starting to perform more regularly, and yeah, we have some exciting plans for the future to travel and play whilst that's becoming a bit more possible. And so, yeah, I think performing live and travelling is something that we both really, really enjoy. And so, yeah, always grateful for the opportunity to do it.
And I'm sure heading into the studio is such an exciting feeling as well. Obviously, the environment of performing a piece live versus heading into the studio to perfect it are two very different things. For you guys, what was it like heading into the studio together? I'm sure you have a shorthand already with how familiar you are with each other as family members and musicians. But finally getting back to the studio, I mean, I'm sure that felt great.
Yeah, I think when you're recording something, you tend to have a bit more time. I mean, we had a few days in the recording studio to really go into details with the pieces. And we also had, I think also due to the pandemic and not travelling and performing, we had lots of time to work on the pieces behind closed doors as well. And I think there's just, I mean, a live performance, there's such a high level of risk and spontaneity, and every single moment that you experience is lost straight away. And that's something very exciting and special. But then in a recording, it's a different thing because you know that it's going to be listened to again and again. And so there's a different level of detail and focus that goes into it. And we definitely try to make the atmosphere in the recording studio as spontaneous as possible as well. So we would perform again and again, different sections, and we'd always give our all. But it's just a different kind of intensity, I would say.
Well, again, the new album is Muse. It comes out today. That's November 5th. Features the cello concertos of Barber and Rachmaninoff, but individual songs as well, like Sure on This Shining Night, It Cannot Be, and of course, Muse, the name of the album. Sheku and Isita, thank you so much for joining me today here on Classical Conversations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.